Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. I mean, salute to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Pentecost is really Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, and at Pentecost and Shavuot of Acts chapter 2, 3,000 Jewish men came to know Jesus in one day. Woo. Because Peter, the Jewish apostle, you know, Peter was the guy who messed up all the time, but he didn't mess up here.
He didn't. He comes under the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. There's a boldness to him. He gives a simple gospel message, but Jeff, he's also firm. He says, you have to repent. You have to be immersed in the name of Jesus, and you have to be saved from this perverse and crooked generation.
Well, that's powerful stuff, friends. And again, he's talking to a group of devout Jewish men, Orthodox Jews, and they not only listened, but 3,000, my goodness. And remember now, no modern technology, so 3,000 without a jumbotron or a microphone or anything like that. They had to be lining up. Can you imagine a prayer line, 3,000 people?
Well, not only the prayer line, but they were all baptized.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It might have taken a while.
This was an amazing event. Now,
but it started early in the morning, so they probably went all day immersing these men from all over the world.
And what happened was so particularly and specifically Jewish. And it's even proven out right here in verse 46 of Acts chapter 2.
So they continued daily in one accord in the temple.
Man, they didn't go out and build a church. They went back to the temple. Why? Because they knew they were still Jews. They followed the Jewish Messiah.
They didn't have any other thought. They said, well, now we know the Jewish Messiah. Let's go back and worship him in the temple.
And in fact, when Peter made his great oration just before this, he couched everything about Jesus in Jewish terms.
Yeah, and I do want to point out, not only did they worship in the temple, but they ate their food.
Okay, we can deal with this.
With gladness and simplicity of heart. And while they're doing that, while they're worshiping God in the temple, while they're eating, while they're in one accord, they are praising God and having favor with all the other Jewish people.
Well, watch that. Here they were, Jews accepting Yeshua, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, and they had favor with the other Jews. They weren't getting kicked out. They weren't being excommunicated.
No, they were still Jewish. They were still coming to the temple. They were praising and worshiping God the way they always had, but now with their understanding that Jesus was the Messiah.
And as we continue to look here in verse 47 of Acts chapter 2, and the Lord added daily to their group. Now, some of your scriptures are going to say the church. But
all the scriptures say the church.
There was no church then, for instance. It's
unless you ecclesia. Yeah, unless you translate church, that group that was meeting together. But there was no church building.
Well, they were meeting daily in the temple. How could there have been a church? It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all. It was to their group, to their number, the number of believers of Yeshua.
So God was adding daily to the number of believers in Jesus, those who were being saved.
And there's only one way to be saved, through Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Now, so friends, this is Jewish, and then it's Jewish. Right? I mean, and it's right here in Acts chapter 2. See, Pentecost is not a Christian holiday. It's a feast that God ordained and the Jews followed, and God used it to reach the first revival, if you will, of Jewish people.
And yet, the church today celebrates Pentecost, and what we're saying here at Messianic Minutes, continue that celebration, be filled with the Ruach of God, but remember, the first Pentecost was in Jerusalem, was a very Jewish event, and that whole church, those 3,000 and all who were being saved were all Orthodox Jewish people.
Now, this is going to get even better as we go next week into the book of Ephesians and show you how God specifically tells us that this Jewish stuff is critical for the church to understand. And friends, this is God's way. It's not ours. He had this before time began.
Yeah, you don't want to miss next week's shows right here on Messianic Minutes.
And we'd love to hear from you, friends. You can email us or give a financial contribution right through our website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.